Well, good morning. Later today, I will join with Indiana Senator Dick Lugar to introduce the Biofuels Pipeline Act of 2008, designed to jumpstart the development of pipelines for transporting liquid renewable fuels to market. I support a whole range of new energy initiatives, including constructing a natural gas pipeline from Canada, increasing incentives for the development of fossil fuels here in America. But obviously, ethanol and other homegrown renewable fuels must play a big role in reducing our dependence on imported oil. Indeed, today's gasoline prices would be 30 to 50 cents higher if ethanol were not a component of fuel sold at the pump. The new Farm Bill, along with last year's energy bill, will dramatically ramp up production of ethanol and other renewable fuels. But production is just one part of the supply chain. We also need to give corporate America incentives to develop the infrastructure for storing, transporting, and marketing vast new quantities of liquid renewable fuels. On this score, we have a problem. The lion's share of our liquid renewable fuels are produced in the Midwest and Plain states, and we have no efficient mode for transporting them to population centers in the East and elsewhere. The most efficient mode, of course, is pipeline. However, currently a provision in the tax code is blocking publicly traded partnerships from moving forward. Publicly traded partnerships are the type of company that builds and operates most liquid pipelines, and they already have pipeline right-of-way. By law, publicly traded partnerships must earn 90% of their income from the exploration, transportation, storage, or marketing of depletable natural resources, including oil, gas, and coal. Well, by their very nature, renewable liquid fuels are not a depletable natural resource. So the tax code effectively bars publicly traded partnerships from handling renewable fuels. Well, this is an absurd situation, and it presents a major obstacle to America's future use of ethanol and other renewable liquid biofuels. The Harkin-Lugar bill would change the tax code to state that publicly traded partnerships can earn qualified income from the transport, storage, or marketing of any renewable liquid fuel approved by the Environmental Protection Agency. This simple change will update the tax code to reflect the realities of the 21st century energy marketplace. It will jumpstart the development of liquid biofuels pipelines, and it will give biofuel producers in Iowa and elsewhere an efficient, inexpensive way to transport their product to market. On another matter, I've taken the lead in bringing together senators from the 9 states across the central U.S. that have been impacted by tornado storms and flooding. Today, we will be sending a formal letter to the chairman and ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Committee requesting that a second supplemental funding bill include necessary funding for disaster assistance in our states. In particular, we are requesting supplemental funding for the Community Development Block Grant Program to prevent grants for home repair or replacement, small businesses, and community infrastructure. I'll be joined by Senator Grassley and 16 other senators in signing this letter.